Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Jayden Forster, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jayden. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, PT. Good morning.
You're supposed to go hip hip. Hooray.
Maybe later.
You're feeling a little older today, Jayden, or is it all just the same?
A little bit older. I'm heading towards a milestone birthday next year, which I'm certainly not looking forward to. But, yeah, it's, I was hoping it might slip under the radar a little bit, but unfortunately Facebook's caught me out on that one, so I'll learn from that mistake for the future, I think. But thank you.
Are you Dirty 30 next year or Naughty 40?
30 next year, yeah.
We might have to have a little party, I think. A soiree at Mr. Forster's place.
Maybe.
All right, so let's get into the entertainment report this morning. As if that wasn't entertaining enough, Johnny Depp returning to the courtroom next month to defend himself in a new court case with the same female lawyer who defended him in his defamation trial with Amber Heard. What's going on here?
Yeah, and then why wouldn't you put her in there? I mean, if you've got another court case coming up, of course you're going to put her on your team. She performed spectacularly in his defamation trial, and this particular case, that particular case rather sort of really put her on the map, and so Johnny Depp has naturally put her into his team for this particular case, and it's a slightly different case to what we've seen playing out over the last month or so. He's going to be defending some claims of assault and threats that he allegedly made towards a male crew member who was working on the set of his 2018 movie, City of Lies. So he, for what it's worth, may not even testify in this case, but regardless, the case will go before the courts come the 15th of July, which coincidentally is actually the same day that his new album with Jeff Beck is due to be released. So there's a lot happening in July for Johnny Depp.
Certainly is, by the sounds of it. Bit happening for Ozzy Osbourne, the man who once bit the head off a bat, recovering after a major operation, Jayden Forster, the birthday boy.
Yes, it's a bit of a peculiar situation, this one. For some reason or another, they don't want to tell us, or tell anyone for that matter, what the procedure was. Sharon has said that she was taking a break from her talk show in the UK at the weekend last week and was flying back to America to be with Ozzy as he underwent what she was describing as an operation that could change the rest of his life. And now she's saying that everything has gone according to plan and that Ozzy's doing well, which is good. But it's just a massive, massive secret. And I don't know why, because we've learned through the New York Post that the procedure was apparently to remove and replace some pins in his neck and back, presumably following a fall he had a couple of years ago, but that's not confirmed in any shape or form. So it's all very, very odd. But at least according to Sharon anyway, the surgery went according to plan. So I guess now we just sit back and wait to see what the outcome is.
Maybe they're holding out for the cash, the exclusive. Someone's going to offer them something for them to open their mouths and actually tell the world what it's all about.
Possibly. Well, yeah, at the moment we're only relying on so-called sources. So whether those sources have come from inside the Osbourne camp and that's the way they're deciding to tell the story, I don't know. But it just seems very, very odd to me. I'm like, you know, I can't see why it'd be a massive secret if you've already come out and said that he's having an operation that could change his life. I mean, it's not like, if those reports are true, of course, it's not like he's had, you know, a heart operation or anything where he may not make it. It does certainly look like things will go according to plan and that he will be okay. So, yeah, it's a bit of a strange one for me.
We are talking about the Osbourne family. The countdown is on to the Logies. Jayden Forster, they're happening Sunday night on the Goldie.
They are indeed, and it will be a very big affair, a new venue across the road from where they have been doing it previously on the Gold Coast with 800 people in that particular room, and there will be a tribute to Neighbours. There will be performances from the likes of Jimmy Barnes and the Rogue Traders who are getting back on stage for the Logies. And I just had a look at the markets with Sportsbet for the Gold Logie, because everybody wants to know who's going to win the gold. Everybody tries to guess who is going to win the gold, and we very rarely get it right. But they have got Hamish Blake as the favourite at $1.67, followed by Sonia Kruger at $5. And if you like a roughie, Karl Stefanovic is showing $13. So anyone could win come Sunday evening.
Oh, it's a star-studded lineup of those who are in line to get the Gold Logie, isn't it? Just star-studded. with my tongue in my cheek. Did you get an invite, Jaden?
No, I have never been invited to the Logies. I'm certainly not in that calibre of people, but maybe one day.